A message here, in addition to care packs, they're also assisting the vulnerable, including the elderly. So even if they don't get the checks changed, there are care packs there for pensioners as well. There are some people who will be benefiting from that exercise as well from the government. Down to brass tacks, you're on the air.
Who was on air saying the night racing, which was held on December the 12th, was one of the causes of the increase in COVID cases, something to that effect. Am I correct?
Say that again, that last part.
Mr. P said something to the effect where the night racing, which took place on December the 12th, was somehow contributing to the increase of COVID cases right now.
That was his opinion?
That was his opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to say, if the races was held on December the 12th, the night racing, normally the cases would have increased, if it was so, by the 26th, the latest. All I'm saying, the authorities did their own cases when they had cases and asked them where they went, where they connected. You heard about bus crawl, you heard about West Coast, you hear about restaurants. At no time did I hear about any of them attending night racing. So they were not even cluster due to the night racing. If you get where I'm coming
from.
Well,
yes. Well, I mean, again, I did not do the contact tracing, neither did Mr. P. So we don't know all of how everything came to where it came to and where it came from.
I'm just trying to say he should be more responsible.
Well, he's entitled to his opinion. I mean, but again, none of us, listen, we are not there. Unless you are into the contact tracing business and you were hired, then you have, you know, you can speak. There are a lot of people who have an opinion, yes. And I think he was just saying, man, I feel, you know how people go like, man, I feel this happened here, you know. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he meant he knew, because he certainly does not know.
True, but I'm starting to say, if the racing took place on December the 12th, the cases should have come up before the end of the year. Most of the increased cases came towards the end of the year, which is long before or after the 12th of December.
But then I could argue the fact that you don't know who went to night racing that was asymptomatic and gave somebody around Christmas.
When someone is tested positive, ask them where they were, where they frequented.
Providing they tell you the truth.
That's true too. But more than that, at no time was the garrison name called. And then you hear about clusters in bus crawl, you hear about clusters.
But it didn't mean, does not mean it didn't exist.
Agreed. Agreed. I'm just trying to say that's and on another subject now, I see you getting some licks on social media this morning for asking questions about vaccination. But I want you to keep up the good work. Keep asking.
You call it lashes. I call it
criticism?
No. I think it's important that when people find time to rent, I mean, I can't return the favor, unfortunately, for some, but when people spend time on me.
Not too much time.
No. I take it. I feel humble. I feel privileged. You actually taking some time that, even if it's bad information, even if it's an insult, you take the time to put something up that is negative. It means that you have allowed me to rent space in your brain. Unfortunately, I cannot return the favor. And if I'm going to rent space to anybody in my brain, it's going to be something positive. Thank you so much. Thank you. Down to brass tacks, you're on the air.
Yes. Good morning, Miss Pig.
Good morning.
Yes. I want to talk about that homeless center.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Arvind was against the 30 patient going into that homeless center. So sorry about that. Okay, let me go. I want to know if the 30 patients that were left at the QEH are part of the homeless center now. Know that someone there were tested positive for that virus. Can you tell me that?
Well, how can I tell you? You put in the question out there for someone to answer. How would I know?
Yeah, but because I know something, you said certain things, like with the
if
nurses.
I know, like if I know, if I know, no. You know? Hold on a minute. Me picking up for the nurses, that's a humanitarian thing. They're human beings. Me knowing where somebody is, maybe another story. So put your question out there again for those who may be able to answer it. You want to know, go ahead again.
I want to know the 30 patients that were left at the hospital
where they are now,
a part of the homeless center that closed down now with the positive case. That's my question.
We had confirmation that they went from the QEH to the homeless center, or did we hear that the offer was made?
I am asking a question, so somebody will answer the question that I put out there.
All right. Mr. Okay. Safri hopefully would respond, or even via WhatsApp if he cares to. Anything else?
Yes. Another thing, I think people should leave, let the nurses solve their own problem. Don't go and solve up the nurses. The nurses got having a lot of problems and under a lot of stress. What let the nurses solve their own problem instead of people want to solve them up.
So you don't think that you should assist somehow by even if it's just a case of keeping yourself healthy and keeping safe so you don't put more stress, not you personally, I'm speaking in general, put less stress on the hospital or the nurses by maybe, let's just say we do the right thing.
I talking about the nurses speaking, not like yesterday that they had a little sick out and so on. Let them solve their own problem because they nobody know what stress they are going through. Some people coming out and saying that everything is fine and covering up, but some of the nurses underneath are under a lot of stress. So let them solve the problem.
I don't think anybody can dispute that. I don't think anybody could dispute that the whole medical fraternity under some stress with this COVID 19 pandemic. But why would you say to lead them and let them sort it out themselves? Don't you think that they need some assistance and support somehow?
Well, I hear some people say that the nurses got the country on the ransom, but before people had the country on the ransom too.
But some people are saying,
I know at this time with this COVID, I may should be a lot better. But you know the nurses can't deal with this now and that way they're speaking out. So I don't know why people going after the nurses like that. Let them deal with the problem. And if they have something to say, let us say, stop covering up. We cover up too much. That's why we in this mess now. We should be in this mess.
There's someone responding to say that the nurses are holding the country to ransom and that they should not do so, that they should sit down, let the representatives have the discussion and just go back to work and let work it out from there. That's a message coming in on the position of the nurses. Now, you see, again, why you said it can make bad for all the rest of the nurses. There are some nurses right now, right across the wards, even polyclinics, private, Harrison's Point, Blackman Gollop, all of them, they're working now. Not, they didn't take a sick day, a mental health day. They're just trying their best. And I don't think that the action is reflective of all. The feeling is reflective of all, where they would like some more. But again, I think that they're doing a fantastic job. To the persons who are messaging me on my WhatsApp, I want to thank you for drawing some things to my attention that maybe a little rant on Facebook on a small amount of persons that are entitled to their opinion. Just remember, when we sit in this chair, it's not about us. We weigh in on our opinions and we talk about our experiences and we spark conversation. We have, I'm not going to go into detail, but trust me, we get some messages by mail, some threatening ones as well that the authorities normally would have to deal with. And it is sad that people, instead of seeing this show as a ways of means of just having a discussion, your views. For me, I sit here and I hope that by the end of this show that somebody, if they needed some help, that this show would have been able to do that for them. For other moderators, it may be about let's have a discussion on politics and different moderators, you know, have different personalities. So to the people who wanted to draw it to my attention, it is okay. We sit in this chair. We know it's not about us and it's about you. It's about the callers. It's about Barbados and the wider public. And speaking of the wider public, I want to shout out New York 12, who's following the program from New York, and he wanted us to know that he is following the Brass Tacks program today and every day. Just remember, when people have a problem with you, it's not your problem, it is theirs. Always remember that. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Hi, Hi, Joanne.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am very good. What about you?
Yeah, I'm bloody marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
You're marvelous. Marvelous. Yeah. Okay, great.
I'm listening here. Well, I was listening all week, really. Mm-hmm. And these people, you know, it's not the nurses. It's the union. No, Fulready's not going to get back in. That's all it is. And the nurses should know better in a pandemic. To go on strike or work to rule in a pandemic. Mm-hmm. They're going to put the public against them. That's what they're doing.
But you are aware that a letter came out disassociating themselves from any statements made by a non WhatsApper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so mm-hmm. that's that part, you know. Mm-hmm. The nurses, when they're ready, the prime minister going to give them what they want. But they have to cool it in a pandemic. You know, this is strange times, and they should really think before they do things as nurses.
I think in general, I think we all need to be careful who we follow.
You know.
And what Kool-Aid we drink. Because
that's right.
You can end up, you know, drowning Lady Pied Piper.
Going down the wrong road,
yeah,
you
got to be very careful.
Yeah,
and,
I love nurses.
And I say that right across the board, huh? People need representation, yes, people do, and I think the unions are very important.
There's a time for everything, there. You know,
there is.
Time. This is a funny time now to go on strike or anything like that. You know, mm-hmm. not in a pandemic, and the amount of authority they have in their jobs. You know,
mm-hmm.
everybody's depending on the nurses. You know,
mm-hmm. do you know that some of them right now? Because I mean, I can't read all the messages because they're personal. And they are scared. Some of them said that, and some messages I have on my phone. But some of them are concerned that the public actually feels that they would walk out on them right now. And that is something that they've asked me to reassure the public. It is not every nurse that feels that way. But every nurse, they're saying, they're feeling a strain, which we understand, totally understand. And I really feel, as you said, they do deserve... They do deserve
something. Of
course, something.
Everybody deserves what they, you know, Joanne, everybody's, okay, the nurses deserve more, everybody deserves more.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the people that holding this country up for the next 2 weeks.
Nurses, cashiers,
put the nurses
gas attendants, a lot of people.
You hit mm-hmm. the nail on the head. The gas attendants are making no money. Mm-hmm. The people in the supermarkets, no money. The young girls I see in my area working in the plantations, no money. The unions want to fight for those people, but they're not interested in those kind of people. You know, this is the thing that somebody have to do something in Barbados about. You got these supermarket people, the gas attenders, and those people that making no money. Some of them can't even afford to pay 2 bus fares. And nobody's fighting for them. And I think that is, you know, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's speaking out for them, you know. And those are the people that we really need right now for this next 2 weeks. They're the ones that are doing the work in this country. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how we recognize that a little late.
I do. From the time I come here, I was recognizing that. Nobody mm-hmm. care about them, you know.
Until a pandemic hits.
Exactly. That's right, you know. But, wow. you know, the people have to be careful, you know.
I hope we continue, though, to respect those who we did not necessarily see as important on a day-to-day basis, but we come to the realization now in a pandemic how important. I think everybody's role is important.
Everybody's role is important.
We all depend on each other for something.
These people don't make no money at all. Mm-hmm. And some of the same union members are saying this is not the time to talk about minimum wages. You see mm-hmm. how they are? This is not the time to talk about it. But I leave Barbados in 1960. They should have had minimum wages down here for the longest time. And nothing to done for the poor people.
But you know, some people may argue that now is the time to hold a country to ransom.
No, I wouldn't encourage
but no,
that.
No, I wouldn't. But I'm saying some people may see it as the perfect time to get...
That's what the union to governors
get something done
right now. Those people like... Those people, you know, they're the ones that pushing these things to hold the country because they're just interested in their bottom line, money. That's all.
But my question is, with the procedures in all these institutions? Do you write letters to your HR department? Do you make your pleas for whatever it is that you want? It's not necessarily about money, your concerns, you know, well, if you're not getting enough equipment. And if there's a paper trail that, if there's a paper trail and you can show that, look, I've done all I can and I need to escalate this situation to the next step.
Exactly.
But no union should encourage, or nor do they, or should they, I should say, encourage people to jump to that unless they've encouraged them to follow the procedures.
Follow the procedure. There's always the procedure.
Follow the procedures.
Yep.
And if they don't work, then, you know, you step it up. You do something. Exactly.
That's what you got a union for. Yeah.
Exactly.
Not jump the gun straight away and want to work the rule in a pandemic. That's the trouble. I don't care. But this is a serious time for Barbados. Mm-hmm. You know, we need the nurses now.
We need the nurses and we need for people to remain calm and positive as much. The only negatives we want right now are COVID negative tests, truthfully.
That's right.
Negatives we want.
That's right.
We want people to remain positive. And I really hope that...
I hope so, too.
I really hope so, too.
Let's start fighting for these gas attenders and supermarket girls and things like that. That's what we got to fight for now.
Yeah.
Bring them up to level, you know.
But you continue to remain safe, and thank you so much for your contribution. I quite enjoyed that. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Joanne.
Good afternoon.
How are you and the family?
We're doing okay. What about you and yours? You're doing all right?
Yes, we're doing okay.
Good.
And just keep safe. I call in to, and then I have to speak. You know, I call in to offer sympathy to those families, those 20 persons that died. I also send it to all others, especially during January and this month. You know, Joanne, I don't feel that nobody, because you have diabetes, kidney, or cancer. You know, then you hear these people die because of this virus. I'm not the alone. It seems to me you die because you have this virus, this diabetes, cancer, or any other underlying illness. When persons was living for years with these illness, so my heart got up to them and their family. And this, you know, I sit here and listen to the different callers, and I heard the understand that language. I sit here and listen to the different callers, and we speak about different people in the society. People is human beings. And it might not be this last shutdown or pause or what you call it. It affects person in different ways. And speaking even from a person, it affects person in different ways, because before, you know, well, you know, that now it is community spread. That it has you even more careful for you. Everything is not that. And imagine those nurses also, which I have family, or have family that was nurses. And it's not all about money. It's all about their mentally health. You go, I hear you with some of the things which I was thinking. You go home to your children. You can't hold them and love them. You go home to your husband, your boyfriend, or whatever. You can't hold them and love him and let him love you, because you are afraid to take on anything. This person is out of work from last year and this year, that all the sailors gone, they're not going to have no national insurance. They have housework to tell, they have different ways to pay. So people face this thing all different ways, you know. And when people call and say things to you, don't worry, because once you speak, people say things, you know what I mean? Also that I don't stop talk. So this, I know everybody is trying to do their best. I know all the organizers are trying to gather, are trying to do their best. This is a worldwide fear of tourism, is that you don't know when it comes at you, your family, because you don't, you can't see it. You have family and friends that need your assistance. There is something, and you can't go to them. You can't go to them because you are afraid, because you don't want anything to happen to them. Not that you think you have it or you think, even if you can go out, like myself, and I keep in a room. You know, you don't feel that this is a cult, so you see it, catch it in the air. So this thing is still a lot on your mentally and how to keep, you know, this is about exercising, gardening. But that is good for a time. You still sit that and wonder how the world come to this truth. How the world, how this happened. And people say that it's a mystery, that it's good. I don't believe that it's a mystery. I feel that somebody is guilty for purpose now. Have a lot of sick people out there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you can say that was some of the things I said. That was how I believe, and that was how my heart go up to play. Because there is doctors, there is nurses, there is all kind of person who have diabetes, heart, and cancer. There is even those person that is out there that is vulnerable. So then we'll be afraid. Then in going home, a lot of them in going home, some might stay home because they can't. At least some doctors and nurses that have all of these illnesses. I don't see nobody. I don't know what exercise is like. Hurting and worrying, and we need to care for those families who are going through all of this that they need ask for. So we can't keep dealing that this way you take it on and that way you take it on. You don't know how it gets on sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we just have to take it to God. That's all I have to say.
Thank you so much, Rosie. You continue to say, stay safe, please. Okay? Thank you. Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Hi, Jaron. Kimar Safari. Hey.
Yes.
A second time.
Sorry, but well, yeah, we just, there was a question asked about, you remember when you reached out to the QEH?
Mm-hmm.
I made a suggestion, and I think that they're referring to those persons. If you know...
I caught the last end of it, but somebody called me and told me that it was a misleading comment that was made that in terms of the persons at the shelter were dropped off at the
hospital. But no, because I said to her, as far as I know, it was a suggestion and you reached out. I don't think it was something that actually took place where they became residents of the shelter.
Not the persons that were from the hospital?
Yes, the ones that were abandoned. There was an article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that program is still ongoing. That's something that we're in conversation with government on, and the QEH on, in terms of the persons that are abandoned, but the persons that are homeless that are abandoned could be rehabilitated back into mainstream society.
Mm-hmm.
But just to square off and just not to, to, for the public interest, is that the homeless that were in the, that are in the building, they are quarantined at the building, and when we were tested for our after being in contact, the Ministry of Health, in including Dr. Anton Best, the COVID monitoring unit, and the Ministry of Health team turned up at the building, and they tested us at the building. We never left the building to go and get tests. Every single person was tested at the building. So I was just hoping that that was not what was the person was not employing.
No, this is strictly to do with they wanted to know what happened to the patients at the QEH. And as I said, I think you reached out to have a discussion, but you're saying that those discussions are ongoing, and those individuals are not by you. In other words, you're still having talks with the QEH, and they have not been moved over to your building.
No, nobody has been moved, because again, persons are homeless, and when they come to us on their own free will, or if they're referred by your organization.
Right.
But I was just hoping that the country was not being misled. Persons can come to us. People are referred by hospital. People are referred by a number of other agencies. And we are working closely with the Ministry of People's Empowerment to work and find a framework to helping people, especially those that are abandoned in the hospital and what's not. But at the end of the day, it is still an ongoing conversation. But I just wanted to make sure that the country did not think, when they refer to this 30, that we took the 30 from the shelter to go get tests, or any of us got tested. We all got tested from the building, and we all then went into the quarantine, and the building is under full quarantine until we get back our result, or until the Ministry of Health would give us the go ahead to resume our businesses accordingly. So I just want to make that
clarity. And no one out, no one in, no one out.
No one out, no one in, and the protocols will be observed. The ministry, as I said, the Ministry of People's Empowerment is who supply all the meals for the organization as we speak. But they're doing it. They know how to drop off. They leave, and then the team, we have a threshold that they drop in the food, and then our team comes out, pick it up, go back in. They're not even on the street, nor they're not even, the public would not see the transaction. So that is just to bring clear that all is well there, and that the organization is under full control between the Ministry of Health, People's Empowerment, and the organization.
Thank you so much for that clarification. Thank you. One more call before we break for the latest. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joanne.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good. What about you?
I so-so.
Good.
I got the so-so. Joanne, I got three questions to put to you this afternoon. I want you to answer them.
I'll try.
The Minister of Labor, what happened to the people in Canada that they can't reach the family and the lockdown? I want to know if the Labor Minister got anything to say. Well, they could come out and say something.
What happened to people in Canada?
Yes.
You mean the ones that went on the program to work?
Yes.
Okay.
We want to know what's happening with them. Because, and you see, it's all right for me to sit down and talk things that ain't really belonging to me, but something that
you have family out there?
Of course.
Okay.
And they canceled the permit. They can't go out, nothing. So I want to know where the Minister of Labor.
Okay.
That one. Two, write it down. They want answers.
No, they can hear you loud and clear. I'm sure people are listening. If they're not listening, somebody can certainly report it back.
All right, let me ask you something, though.
Mm-hmm.
As far as this vaccine is concerned, is it getting your fever? What getting you behind that there?
You got grandchildren? You remember the kids? Remember how the kids used to get when they got a little vaccine?
You can't put one time with now.
Well, no. I can only tell you based on what they said. It's no different from the vaccines that we had as children. Yes, you may get a soreness in the area from what they're saying. You may get a little fever. Nothing that they said, a little paracetamol would not help. I'm also repeating that they said if you have an allergic reaction, every person will be monitored for a period of 15 minutes. If a reaction occurs within that time, they have all of the necessary equipment, medication that is needed to make sure that they treat that allergic reaction, and that is the information coming out of what happens when you get a vaccine. It is the same as when you got a vaccine as a child, and that is what they're making reference to. Only repeating what was said on the on the press conferences.